Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said, Hades. The series of characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy, hell yeah!
Look, I would like to ask the audience,
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss T-A-Z is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got your back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold up. Nice. Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
At least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back downtown. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us, though.
What's up, fellas?
So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
What grease? Really?
Once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh. Yeah, just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile.
Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
From the second book, if it ain't making money, you said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It stands what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of potato chips don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner, I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So,
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
TAZP, another TAZ production, live on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, T to the A to the... Y'all know the last letter. Y'all know the last letter. Tonight's guest is Urban Blue, Urban Jazz artist, one of my friends I've been knowing for years. Area code 404. Identify yourself.
Yeah, this is Urban Blue. What's going on, Jay?
What's up, Blue? Hey, look, Blue, the reason why the intro is long, I say this every week, but the reason why this intro is long, because black people don't call on time. And we keep it for 5 minutes, hoping Negroes will call in within the 5 minutes. Because, you know, if I had white guests, they'll be on time. Black folks don't be on time. They'll be calling in talking about, man, I was eating some grits. Dude, I forgot, and I fell asleep, and I'm sipping on this, you know. And I have on the line one of my favorite sisters. I have sisters all over the world, but this one I've never met, but we've talked intensely where we know each other inside and out, the lovely Isis.
Hello.
Isis, say hello to Urban Blue.
Hi, Urban Blue. How are you?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
The pleasure's mine.
Well, Blue, I want you to tell the audience, you've been on the show, I guess, 2-3 times. I'm old. I don't forget. I know it's more than once. Tell the audience exactly what you do, my brother.
Well, I'm a sort of a jazz fusion R&B-ish type producer-composer. And I'm just out here getting ready to drop album number 2. It's been a long time coming, since 2003. But I'm still kicking. And thanks to TAZ for inviting me back to his show and helping me get the word out that I'm still alive. And really appreciate that he likes my music.
Oh, man.
If I had an applause machine now, I'd really turn it on.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, Boo, like I said, I haven't heard your music, man. And when I first, I want to say I met you on musicplaces.com,
yeah.
Which is no more. But it was the first MySpace. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a minute since we met. Matter of fact, it's going on a couple of years or more now.
Yeah, at least I say a good 5 to 6, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah,
because when Music Places was out, there was no MySpace.
Exactly.
And there was like about 100 to 150 artists on there. And I dang near connected with everybody on there, bro. Because I was feeling something of everybody. And they had from A to Z on there. That's how I met, what's his name? Count Kulout. He had a national record, Kool Out Rap. He was also had another record with Spice Rhymes, and his name was Super Rhymes. So, I mean, I met a lot of people on there, including you, that I've still stayed connected with all through these years, man, because you guys put out some good music. I want to play the song so bad, so I'm gonna go to the music, man, because I ain't open none of these up. My head is itching to hit this thing, so give me the rundown on You Feel Me, because I'm like, when I seen the title, I said, nah, he said You Feel Me, and that's what I be saying all the time. So give me the rundown on this song.
Well, I mean, that song pretty much came about. I had been in a conversation with some people during the day, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm trying to get these people to understand, you know, whatever topic we was talking about during that time. And then I came home, you know, and I didn't think they was understanding me. So the title, You Feel Me, it inspired me to write this tune.
All right. This is Urban Blue with You Feel Me on ATACT Live.
Cue it up. Let's hear it.
up, y'all? It's your girl, Kel the Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy Taz on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah.
I was saying it all the way through the song. I was saying it all the way through. I was like, yeah, I can hear. Yeah. I like that. Now, Blue, tell us exactly what all instruments you had a hand in. I already know the answer, but just tell the audience what instrument you had a hand in on that cut right there.
Well, actually, I had a hand in all the instruments that were played on the tune.
Yeah. I already knew that. I want the audience to hear that.
Can you calm down a minute, little girl, and let's get the full flavor here for a minute? You know, can we at least hear what goes into the composition process?
Well, when I'm composing, it's not like it's a lot. Sometimes it's already pre-planned in my head what I'm going
right.
to do. And then sometimes it's inspirational as I'm writing the tune. I get certain vibes from certain things, and it comes out in the music because you know music. Within itself is basically feelings or words that's been expressed through music. So, and I'm pretty much an expressive person through the music itself.
I got another caller on the line, 404-790. Please identify yourself, please. 404-790, caller. Caller, are you on the line? Well, we can't hear. Anyway, I'm back. Urban Blue, by you just putting all this music together the way you do, do you ever sit back and be amazed at some of the stuff you come up with? Because, like, every time I hear a cut by you, I'll be... As you could tell, I was already like, dang, I need to play that song again. So, you know, I get excited over music. So do you ever be amazed at some of the stuff that you come up with?
Yeah, actually I do. I mean, but you know what? All praise is to God. You know what I mean? The music is not mine. It's his. It just comes through me. So I do sit back sometime and wonder how that comes out of me, and most recently I've started to dabble in vocals and really just, you know, that's one thing I'm more of an instrumentalist, so getting into the vocal side of things is really kind of touching my shy side, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little bit more comfortable in singing now, and I
think wow.
A couple of tunes for the show that is kind of demonstrating my vocals, showing that I'm trying to come out the box, you know, on the vocal side. So, I'm tripping.
Yeah, wait a minute. Tell me what song it is so I can play that next. I don't know what song it is. Maybe it's Her Mystery of Love. That's what I'm thinking.
No, it's You Can Call Me.
Okay. Well, that's the one we going to play. You can call me this, because the cat that got me. Wait a minute. Oh, I got to hear this. You Can Call Me by Urban Blue right now.
And you can call the show as well, can't you? What a wonderful segue.
Thank you.
That man. That was all you? Was that all you singing, or was there somebody else singing with you?
I did all the vocals.
So you did the high and the low. Wow.
Oh yeah.
He got me messed up now.
Yeah, he really is messed up now.
Yeah, I'm messed up now. Yeah, I thought I knew something. I don't end up knowing nothing. Real bassy, bad vibe, man. I like the beat, man. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, also, tell the people who you perform with, man, as well. You have performed before, and I remember you telling us the last time you was on, just refresh the people on who you performed with in the past.
Yeah, I'm originally from back in the day, I was used to tour with a group called the Reddings. It was the Sons of the Late, it was Reddings. And then once I moved to Atlanta, I ended up playing on the same stage with Najee, where I opened up. We did concerts down at the Tabernacle downtown. I've done a jazz festival pretty much about 3-4 years in a row, where I performed with people like Herbie Hancock, Eric Benet, a lot of different various, you know, artists that come around to Atlanta to the jazz festival on a yearly basis. So, just to name a few.
Well, are you working on natural talent, or do you have any musical education as well?
I'm just working on based on natural talent right now, but I would love to get into more of the educational side of things.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you don't hear that often. The reason that I'm asking is because there are some who believe that natural talent is enough, and that if you already know what you're doing or have a really intimate feel for what you're doing, then there's no need to get an education, or there's no need to study any further than what you already know.
Well, you know, you can look at both sides of that coin, where, you know, you got the natural talent, and then you have the the educational side of things, which pretty much teach you the technique. But I mean, some people will argue that fact that, you know, if you have a natural thing going, then why should you, go any further as far as education in the music? But I pretty much believe in both, because
okay.
I think, you know, if you got the natural, like me, my natural instrument is drums. I'm a drummer by trade.
Okay.
But I play alto, tenor sax, flute, bass, piano, saxophone, you know, all that stuff as well. And I'm pretty much drums and saxophone are the only formal instruments that I have formal training on.
But the rest I just basically picked up.
Okay.
You know,
so you're coming from the school of thought that nobody will ever know it all, and so whatever you can learn is simply a plus.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I would have cut off my right arm to attend a school like Berklee School of Music in Boston.
I mean,
where some of the greatest jazz musicians that are out there attended. So, you know, I think when you go to the educational side of things, you get more into the theory of music. Whereas, you know, I mean, that's if you're doing it naturally, I guess you're demonstrating theory, but you don't understand it.
Right, right. You don't have the ability to apply the theory, as it were,
or even
construct new ones.
Exactly.
Because you don't know where to begin.
Exactly. So like I said, a lot of people will argue that coin on both sides, but I know I'm a fan of both. You know, because I mean, especially when I'm a self-taught musician on a lot of instruments. So, and you know, I thank God for the gift of music where I can, you know, go in and pick up these instruments and start to play them.
Yeah, that's the amazing part right there. And play them well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's without theory. That's the cool thing about it. I throw one in every now and then.
It truly is.
It is amazing, though, man.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are, you know, have been educated in the field of music, and it sounded like you have, really. I mean, you kind of messed ISIS up when you said no, and he was like, wow. And then you said you wanted to go, and that even made it more, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's always education. I'm a strong proponent of education, regardless of whether it's music or whatever. So, anytime you can get some book knowledge, and I'm so sad to see now that they're cutting out a lot of music programs in a lot of the schools. And I remember when I was growing up, I started out, you know, when I was playing music when I was around 3 years old. And been, you know, and got some training around that age, and now they cut that stuff out, and then they don't think that music is an important part of education, which it is.
Which it is, yeah.
Which it is. I mean, it's just as analytical as mathematics.
Right, which is probably why I never excelled, really. I'm serious. You think about it. You know, I've looked at pieces. Well, because I'm a piano lover, and so I've looked at the sheet music of Rachmaninoff and Chopin, and it is nothing short of an algebraic equation. You know,
exactly.
I mean, you have to figure out. I mean, it's not just about timing. It's, you know, it's about it's so many different components to it. I mean, just even one phrase, and you're talking about some of the most difficult music in the world, and I mean, you know, and here you are with jazz, which, you know, the beauty of which is that it has really no form, and, you know, and I hate when people try to label it, but, you know, and this is really interesting. Let me shift gears here for a second. This is really interesting because I heard a guy describe jazz who he was not a fan of in the least, and that's okay, but the way he described it really kind of, you know, made me raise an eyebrow because he was like, you know, I don't understand what jazz is all about. It's just a bunch of great musicians making a lot of noise, you know, and so, you know, my response to him was is that, okay, but how can you think it's noise if they're such great musicians? What you have is the synthesis of all those musicians becoming one. I mean, what better way to express music than a bunch of great musicians together, you know?
Exactly.
Right.
And I kind of tell people with jazz that it's mostly improvisational, meaning it's improvised most of the time.
Right,
But it's almost like having a conversation, so to speak. In other words, you're sitting around with a group of people and you're having a conversation. and you got something to say, and you say it, and everybody else listens. And the listening part is the discipline of jazz itself.
Wow. Wow. That's an incredible way of putting it. That's really a great way to put it.
Let me interject my ghetto friends who I'm friends with and listen to hip-hop straight up. He said, it's jazz is music when you get old that don't have no words to it. Like you listen to when you get old, don't have no words. That's it.
Wow. Okay. You know what I would say? You know what my response to that is? My response to that is, okay, if you listen to the cuts and the breaks in most of hip-hop right now,
Same thing.
And most certainly one of my favorite groups, but who will always give credit though, and who would never deny it in the first place, Public Enemy. But if you listen to all the cuts and the breaks in hip hop now, where did they lift them from? Jazz musicians.
It came from the music. The root, which is jazz.
Right. Well, you know, I'm thinking in terms of music. When I think about jazz, I used to think about it that way, but you know, in a way though, Taz, your friend kind of has a point because, okay, you cannot walk up on jazz and understand it. You cannot have an intimate, affair with it. You have to grow into jazz, and I'm going to say right now that I have grown into it. I don't know if it's because I have somewhat abandoned R&B because it's not offering me anything anymore.
Right.
And this is all I have left. I don't know if that's it or not. But at the same time, I listen to music now with a more attuned ear, not in tune, attuned, and I'm hearing things in the music that, you know, I go back and I listen to classic R&B and I say, wow, they were onto something even then. You know, Marvin Gaye was on, Marvin Gaye was onto something even then. You know, I was listening to, by
if
accident.
If you listen to Marvin, you can hear the jazz.
Right. That's the point. The best album for that, I think, is Inner City Blues. That's my opinion, but I mean, that's where I heard it most, is on Inner City Blues.
It's definitely a required taste.
Well, Urban Blue, I want you to listen to my elementary beats. Since I want to get your opinion, I got a couple of beats that I put on here that I've done just recently. And this beat is entitled Beat 999 because I started with 1,000 and started counting backwards. So,
I didn't know you could count that high, actually.
Me neither, because my money runs low. But,
do you really want me to broach that topic?
No, please, that's another topic. Please, Sister Isis, I love you. That's another topic. Tell the people what you do, Isis, so they know who they're talking to as well.
Well, I don't really do much.
Please, don't toot your horn as loud as you can toot as loud as you want around here. So just go on and tell the people what you do.
Well, right now I am a production assistant on the highly popular television show where people dance together and with professional dancers, if that's a hint at all.
Dancing with anybody.
There you go. He got it. And also,
my next thing I'm going to say, they got a band, right? So they need to.
Yes, they do.
y'all need to talk.
And you know what? I would like to hereby go on record and say that Harold Wheeler is a genius. A genius.
Also, she's done some videos as well back in the days. A dancer slash dancer.
Oh, more than I hear the name.
And done done a few movies, did some choreography for a few folks in videos. I think you shot a video, didn't you?
Oh, well, I directed. I danced in, I don't know how many. I can't tell you how many I've been
The one that you can see her most, I mean, clearly in blue, one that I know is the, what is it, For the Lover in You by Babyface and Shalimar. And you know, the remix with LL.
Are you kidding me? That's the only piece of my work that you think you can see me in?
I'm just talking about where you can get a good, where you're not dancing. You're not dancing in this one.
Oh.
Am I right?
That's, yeah, that's true.
Okay. She's standing still. Where you can go. Wow. See, just check it out. Pull it up. She's the lady that's with LL as LL's doing his rapping. I think LL is combing her hair. Just pull it up on YouTube. It's on YouTube, right?
That's what I love. Babyface.
This is the lady that you're talking to right now. Anyway, I'm going to play beat 999 and just let you listen
way,
to.
I must say, that was a good day, too.
I bet it was.
That was a good
story.
Day.
I'm going to play 3 minutes of this beat, Blue, and I'm going to have you critique it for me.
I can't wait to hear that.
Here you go. That was the beat I sent off to a lady in California. She's getting ready to do some music to her. We talked on the phone while she opened it up on email. She sounded real good just ad-libbing with it, so we're going to end up doing something together. And she was really feeling that beat. I said, just write something. Whatever you're feeling, just write it. And I heard her singing, so I was like, oh, I know it's going to be hot. I'll be all right with it. because you could see it, you know what I'm saying?
I was sitting right here just writing in my head as I was listening to it, because the first thing that caught my attention was the drums, because, you know, it put me in the mind of the old African flavor.
Yeah.
I started, I know.
Man, I should have sent it to him. I should have sent it to you.
Please don't do this to him, because he probably will not sleep the rest of the weekend. So.
Yeah, I like it a lot, and I like the piano guitar that you had in the background. That was that's kind of playing a little melody along with the drums.
Yeah, I like the keys. Yeah. I really like the keys on that.
Yeah, I hear that, Jay-Z, and definitely, most definitely. If you want me to write something to that, send me a 2-track and I'll hook it up.
Yeah, I'll do it too. I'm gonna send it to you. Because I like to hear all versions to different. Because I have nothing written for that. I just sit there and counted it out, you know, and that's all I did. I measured it out and put what I wanted to put in there, slowed up. I doubled on the drums because it's not a regular drum beat. I went to 2 different sets to combine them so you could get that extra different boo-boo-boo within there. So, you know.
Yeah,
it's all about listening here. Yeah, for me, because I do mine all on software. And it's just listen here, split, slow down, change the melody a little bit within the track itself. So, I mean, it's a whole lot of cutting, splitting, putting together like a big puzzle, but it's all good.
like when you saw people are requesting this music, you sending them drum tracks and so forth, drum beats, whatever. You know, I'm always open to working with other artists, especially on the production end.
Okay.
So, I mean, if they get these tunes and they want to work on them and they're looking for some production on the tune itself or just want to collaborate on ideas, I'm always open for that.
That's cool, man, because I'm gonna have to turn you on to the spoken word artist that goes around the country. He's been on the show as well. One of my friends, he's from Alabama, Huntsville. Mm-hmm. His name is Mark Lacey. I don't know if anybody's heard of him. Mark Lacey is his name. You can look him up under Mark Lacey. That's MarkLacy, MarkLacy.com. You can look him up on Facebook and on anywhere. And he's coming to my house parties and performing. That cat is phenomenal. So I'm gonna turn him on to you, Blue, and vice versa. I shoot you his information as well. So y'all guys might need to come up with something.
I'm sure those spoken word artists are almost like word geniuses, is what I call them.
Right.
They're just dying for some music to support them. You know, so, I think that would be a good fit. Yeah, definitely, you know, feel free to give him my digits so, you know, we can hook up.
Also, there's a couple more singers that I know that sings jazz around the country that I'm friends with as well. So I'll hook you up with a couple more folks. You know, I'm all the time running into people that do music because that's my passion, without a doubt.
Definitely.
And Isis, you need to check out Mark Lacey as well, because you'll be thoroughly entertained. You'll be like, wow, this cat is bad. So.
Well, does he have some clips on his site?
Yeah.
Or any text?
Yeah, he's got some up. He's got a MySpace page with songs on them. Matter of fact, on one of his MySpace pages, I did the music for his intro where he's saying hello to MySpace, because we recorded a few things here at my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been on a couple of my president CDs. Because of course, you know, I'm the first black president in 2005 before Obama was up. And I've been talking about it since 2005.
I'll agree with that. But I'm not going to say, because I'm pretty sure we'll be violating some kind of FCC rules and regulations if I say what I know that you're president of. So I'm going to leave that alone altogether.
I'm glad you would be breaking some rules. I'm glad. Even though we internet radio, you can say what you want to say, but I'm glad you feel that.
Nonetheless, I'm just sure that there's something illegal going on.
But anyway, he was on there talking about there could be a black president. And it's very possible in this day and time. And just how ironic, 4 years later, there is. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool to find, you know, to listen to it
right.
in 2005 and then, man, it's like we predicted that stuff.
Right.
But I like to know, Blue, what's the writing passion between her mystery?
Well, her mystery of love is pretty much a tune I wrote about a lady that I'm currently involved with. And
Mercy.
Yeah. So, you know.
Wow. An ode to joy, no less.
Yeah. I'm glad I stepped in this for land. Yes, sir. Get your personal shout out.
Yeah, it's kind of one of them kind, you know.
Her mystery of love. I can see him now going to his girl. Look here, babe. I wrote this song, Her Mystery of Love, and dedicated it to you. Yes.
Well,
because you know I know the mystery.
You know what? Men have been writing about that mystery since Adam looked over and saw Eve. So, and it's not going to get any easier. I mean, even Bruce Springsteen wrote about it, The Secret Garden, you know. I mean, I don't want to say give it up, but oh well.
Her mystery of love.
Right, it will remain a mystery, and it will remain a secret.
It's almost like the twilight of love.
Or the twilight zone. The twilight zone.
Yeah.
Here's Her Mystery of Love by Urban Blue.
Thank you. ATAZP.com is explosive, highlighting indie artists banging louder than a bomb. DJ, producer, performer, TAZ brings the questions for you and for me, because it's all about the indie, I-N-D-I-E, as we're working and grinding, searching, seeking, and finding our way to endless shining. We're flowing, singing, rapping, blinging through our positive spirit and high morale. ATAZP.com, home of the devastating beat creator. ATAZP.com, home of the MC motivator. ATAZP.com, home of the indie artist invigorator. This is poet author Mark Lacey telling you to consume some now and save some for later. ATAZP.com.
Yes, that was my friend Mark Lacey. Her mystery.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's him. That's who I'm gonna hook him up with. That's one of his drops, many drops that I had. Matter of fact, you two need to do a drop for me and send it through email. Just say who you are, what you do. You can put some of your music on in blue, whatever you want to do. If not, I'm gonna throw some music behind it. Isis, you can type all beautiful as you are and think what you do, and you know. I know you're going to throw something in there about somebody being a big baller, which I'm not. I know that's going to come into play. But but send me a drop with some words on it, you know, last like
yes,
a minute
sir.
Or so, and I'll play it.
For sure.
But her mystery of love, man, I was feeling her mystery. He put a lot into that. You could tell that was mystery of love.
And knowing you, you are still just as confused.
Yes, I am. I do need somebody to break it down element by element. We got 5 minutes, Blue. Can you give your information where people can hit you up, give with the CD, buy the CD as well?
Oh, before you do that, though, Blue, before you do that, though, I got one quick question. I wanted to know, really, how comfortable are you? Well, not comfortable, really, but how do you feel on stage? What happens to you on stage?
Well, it's strange that you asked that question. I've gotten better. Being a drummer, you know, I've always been in the background.
Right,
Now that I'm starting to sing and play piano and stuff, I have to be out in the forefront. What I normally do is, the way I deal with that is I try to imagine, you know, because I'm somewhat shy, you know, like a lot of
people.
Okay. But I kind of like try to, you know, put myself in a state of mind that, you know, there's people out there, but they're not there.
Okay.
You know, I can't let them get in my head and interrupt what I'm trying to do. Then, you know, I start to lose focus. But I'm pretty comfortable on stage.
Very good.
I'm pretty comfortable on stage, and I haven't been playing in bands most of my life. I played in front of, you know, small crowds to a big stadium. So I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on one of those big crowded stages as well.
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me. Let me put you on one.
Wait a minute. We have a new caller, 202. Identify yourself, V-Top.
What's going on, Big Bro? This is G-Wright.
That's G-Wright, gospel recording artist in D.C., one of my little brothers. How you doing, G-Wright?
Hey, doing all right. You?
We doing good, man. This is Urban Blue, and also Isis is on the line as well.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you guys.
You as well.
Pleasure.
And he's a gospel artist. We recorded a couple of songs. I got a few beats on his new CD coming out. Greg has performed at a couple of house parties as well. He's a real good friend. He sounds like a cross between Christopher Williams and Luther. He's got that kind of sound. And we're going back to Urban Blue. we're going back to Urban Blue. Urban, please tell the audience where they can get the CD and how they can get in contact with you.
Well, the CD itself, which is going to be entitled Groovatism, it's not going to be probably ready to buy around the end of the year. But, you know, they can reach me on email, urbandez@msn.com, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, you know, the whole nine. So that they can reach me in those ways, and you know, feel free to send me personal emails if you feel the need to do so. Anybody that's out there listening right now wanna ping me about hooking up, doing some music. I'm always open to working with new artists. I'm all about the indie, just like Mr. TAZ himself.
Absolutely.
Isis, I want to thank you. Make sure you tell the people where they hit you at on Twitter. I know you got a Twitter page.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter. I am Isis, spelled YSIS. Looking for all you followers.
And G-Wright got a show here on Blog Talk as well that I listen to, and you preach, brother. I heard you. Also, give them your... Go and give your Blog Talk address as well, G. Wright.
That's
right. We only got 1 minute. We can't go through all the G. Wrights online and all that.
All right. Okay, blogtalkradio.com/G-Wright, G-W-R-I-G-H-T.
All right.
That's cool. G. Wright, the next show we do, you're going to have to be on there as a co-host along with me and DJ. Just come through and we're talking clown. We're talking clown the whole show. I love everybody that's on the line, man. Y'all my friends, my buddies. I've been knowing y'all for a while, and much love from me to you.
Appreciate it.
Miss
Isis, please holler at me.
Please holler
at me.
Will do.
Okay.
I'm going to end it with this song by TAZ and Miss V. This is called How Happy on one of my CDs from last year. Here we go.
Lock it down, don't slip no feet. I did it right, had you coming again, love. It was night, called her my friend. You act like I got another one on the side trying to have better fun. I'm true, baby, when it comes to you. The love that I make is all brand new. Had a screaming, tearing up my walls. Cherry panties, invisible drawers. I did it right, and she coming again. Love in one night, called her my friend.
Now you are
now you know that I want you.